Hi guys, this is Kim Sheeman. I'm one of the programmers here at AJ Ross. Today I'm going to talk to you a little bit about making sure that your website is mobile compatible. Mobile devices have made our busy lives easier with instant web access on the go. Having the world at our fingertips has greatly reduced the number of bulky desktop computers being used. In fact, over 25% of all website traffic is now coming through a mobile device. But what does all of this mean for your website? Why is mobile access a cause for concern? Unfortunately, many websites are not designed in a format that allows them to look as appealing on a mobile device as they do on a traditional desktop. Here are a few tips to help you make sure that your website is not one that fails the mobile compatibility challenge. Number one, avoid Flash at all costs. Flash was a programming technique developed in the 1990s by Adobe, which would allow websites to run various animations on a page. This made websites more visually appealing than they had been before. However, in the last 5 to 10 years, web standards have greatly changed. Many mobile devices, such as the iPhone, have not been designed to read Flash programs. What this means is, if there's a Flash element on a web page, it won't load, but rather it'll show a small error icon, making the page appear to be missing elements. So what can you do to replace Flash? Using a combination of newer programming languages such as HTML5, CSS, and JavaScript, programmers are able to replicate the same animations and even create much better ones that will in fact be compatible for mobile devices. Number two, design to the device. One of the hottest web trends right now is what is called responsive design. At the root, what this means is the overall layout of the items on your website changes to accommodate different screen sizes. This is very important now, more than ever, because so many users are accessing websites from mobile devices such as tablets and smartphones. Using varying programming techniques, you can design an entirely different look and feel for users that view your site on a desktop, laptop, tablet, or smartphone. This allows you to present the most critical information in the best manner possible for the user's device. Number three, less is more. There's nothing more frustrating than opening a link on a smartphone and being taken to a website that's overcrowded with unnecessary items and confusing navigation. Keep it simple. If you're employing a different design for mobile devices, trim the fat. Make sure that the user can quickly and easily find the most important information on your site that will give them what they need. Eliminate bulky headers and footers with unnecessary links and excessive photos. Simplify your navigation by combining all items into one drop-down menu, rather than overcrowding the screen with dozens of page links. Just always remember that if you reduce your content for mobile devices, include a link on the page in case users would like to view the full version of the site. Number four, make it visually appealing. One of the biggest mistakes that people make with their websites is not making the best use of the space they have on the screen. When working with a smaller screen, a designer needs to be mindful of the user interaction with the site. Make sure that images are properly resized for a smaller screen so that the content is not pushed too far down the page. Be sure to use large enough text so that the user doesn't have to constantly zoom in and out to read everything. Keeping the pages clear and concise will make viewing much easier for the user and discourage them from leaving your website unhappy. And finally, change with the times. The most important thing to always remember about websites is that techniques are constantly changing. It's not enough to simply create a nice website, but you need to ensure that it's updated regularly and utilizes cutting-edge techniques in order to stay fresh with the times. If you keep these tips in mind when designing a website, you'll be certain to make sure that your online presence goes much further than the desktop and you reach the maximum number of customers. I hope these tips helped you guys. Thanks for listening.